The band Deluxe Folk Implosion performs I'm Just a Bill on the new CD, Schoolhouse Rock Rocks. My guest Lou Barlow is the lead singer of the band and does the voice of the Bill. He was in the popular alternative band Dinosaur Jr. and then formed the band Sebado. Some of his songs were featured in the film Kids. I asked Barlow how his band got to do I'm Just a Bill, one of the most popular of the Schoolhouse Rock songs.
We were just lucky enough to have that song left over after everyone had sort of picked through the songs they wanted to do. We had put it off for a long time actually doing it, and I thought that we had missed the deadline, but it turns out that we didn't, and I'm Just a Bill was waiting there for us. So we were very lucky, because it's my favorite song.
Why is it your favorite?
It's the catchiest. It actually tells a story that I understand. I actually learned about the way a bill travels through the government and how difficult it is for something to become a law. It really taught me a lesson about how really difficult and complicated government is, which I think is a pretty valuable lesson as a kid.
Now, when you got to do Just a Bill for the new CD, what did you think of in terms of, you know, rearranging it and reinterpreting it? What kind of sound did you want it to have?
I wanted the bill to sound really irritable, and I wanted it to be, like, kind of punky, you know, do-do-do, like, just make it more aggressive. And also, there was one part where I wanted it to slow down a bit, where he's talking about waiting in committee, just slow down the beat, make it more drug out a little bit.
Why don't we hear your version of Just a Bill?
Okay.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
I guess. I mean, I got this far, but when I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said,
"You're right, there ought to be a law."
And he sat down, he wrote me out, and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law.
But I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while you keep Congressman discuss and debate. Well, then I think it'd be a law. Now I hope and pray that you won't be
Did you watch Schoolhouse Rock a lot as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All the time. It was between all of the terrible 70s cartoons. It's probably one of the only really redeeming things about Saturday morning television for me.
Now, what did you like about Schoolhouse Rock? Was it the melodies?
Yeah. Well, especially I'm Just a Bill. You know, just the melodies. And also the cartoons are kind of cool looking. You know, it's colorful and I like the voice of the bill, too. The guy who sings that just has an incredible voice.
Well, that's Jack Sheldon. Do you know his work?
No, not at all.
He's a great jazz trumpeter and also singer. You want me to play you a little bit of him?
Sure.
Okay, why don't we hear Jack Sheldon singing This Love of Mine?
This love of mine goes on and on. Though life is empty since you have gone, you're always on my mind. Though out of sight, it's lonely through the day, but all the night I cry my heart out. It will surely break, since nothing matters, just let it break. I ask the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, what's to become of it, this love of mine.
Lou, what do you think?
Yes, he has so much texture in his voice.
Yeah. No, he really does.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so interesting to me that all these really interesting jazz performers were behind Schoolhouse Rock, and I'm sure that their other work wasn't known to the people who grew up watching Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, not at all. I had no idea. I figured they must be incredibly talented and have careers. But I had, you know, no idea.
When you were watching TV Saturday mornings, did your parents give you a hard time about it?
No. We were usually watching it while they were asleep anyway. They'd be sleeping in on Saturdays. We would get up really, really early, like 7 o'clock, make a huge bowl of Cheerios, just sit down, watch whatever was on TV. Just watch it, just to be watching it, you know. Then around 12 o'clock, go outside, run around. It's the usual Saturday, just part of the Saturday morning ritual.
If you had kids, do you have any idea what kind of music you'd want to play for them?
No, I guess I would just be playing whatever I would usually play and see what they responded to. I kind of hope if I would have kids that I would make music for them. Like my dad used to kind of make up silly songs. You know, when we would go to bed, he would sing us songs that he would make up. I always liked that a lot, you know.
Was your father a musician?
No. No, he can sing, but he's not a musician. He doesn't really write songs. He just loves to sing and whistle.
Do you remember any of the songs he did for you?
He would sing one song to my little sister every night where he just sang like, "Everybody's sleeping, sleeping, sleeping. Everybody's sleeping, sleeping tonight. The birds and the trees and the da-da-da. Birds in the skies and the butterflies." Yeah, something like that. It was really cute, you know. He just would just go through all these animals and how they were sleeping, and my little sister would fall asleep to that. It's pretty sweet.
It is. My guest is Lou Barlow. His band, Deluxe Folk Implosion, is featured on the new CD, Schoolhouse Rock Rocks. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Lou Barlow of the band Deluxe Folk Implosion. The name of your group that performs Just a Bill is Deluxe Folk Implosion, also
right.
The group that performs on the soundtrack from the film Kids. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, originally it was supposed to be a parody of the John Spencer Blues Explosion, which are sort of our peers, you know, indie rock band. And John and I just thought it would be really funny if we were the Folk Implosion, because which is actually a really good name, because it kind of really reflects our music, you know. It's sort of, or at least solo, we play like acoustic-based confessional music, you know, so it's like this folk implosion. And then the Deluxe Folk Implosion, Deluxe is Bob Fay and Mark Peretta, so when they play with us, we were the Deluxe Folk Implosion. And it kind of worked out. DFI, it sounded kind of like punk rock, you know, kind of reflects the kind of music we play. It's just, I mean, it started out as kind of a joke, but it really sticks with me. I just love the name, the Folk Implosion.
So what was the music you first started playing?
It's just really personal.
Mm-hmm.
Folk music. It was really influenced by punk rock, but it wanted to take away all the sort of nastiness of punk rock and make it something really real to me, you know, very personal and basic.
Why did you want to take away the nastiness of punk rock? That's what attracted a lot of people to it, yeah.
I liked, the thing that attracted me to punk rock was the sound, you know, just the texture of the guitars and the speed of the drum beats, you know, it was just so energizing to me, and still is, you know. To me, like, punk rock is really fun, just the tempo, but the lyrics just seemed really, you know, I don't know, I also really grew up listening to, you know, 70s easy listening music like Bread and James Taylor and Jim Croce. Wanted to fuse the two, you know, somehow. Just, that's the music that's really, if you dig deep inside of me, that's what's there, you know.
When you're writing personal songs, like, what are some of the subjects you've written about? What makes them really personal for you?
I've written a lot of songs about just my relationship with my wife, you know, our early relationship, all the mental anguish that I had, you know, just all of the really emotional issues, all of the things that drive me nuts that I just never thought I could say out loud, I would say in songs, you know. And I mean, that's especially with songs that I wrote early on, you know, like in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a really difficult time when you're trying to really reconcile your relationships with people and how you're going to relate with people and trying to figure out whether you're a total jerk or not and whether someone else is just trying to figure that out, whether you're a jerk or whether they're a jerk or whether no one's a jerk, you know, whether it's just the way it is.
Let me play one of the songs that you did for the soundtrack of the film Kids, and this is Natural One. Tell me how you got the assignment to do this and how you went about writing the songs.
We were asked initially by Harmony Korine, the screenwriter, and he just kept coming to shows that I was playing with Sabadell and Solo and kept saying he was going to make this really radical movie. And eventually he hooked up with Larry Clark, and they actually did make the movie, and they just kept me in mind the whole time.
Was it different to be writing the songs for a film than it is to just be writing for your own band? I mean, to be writing for your own band in the context of your own record and your own show.
Yeah, because whenever I write my own songs, I really feel like I have to write about myself. You know, that's like a real thing. I can never, if I'm writing my own song, I can't sort of assume a character. It just doesn't feel right. So when we had done a song like Natural One, I really did put myself in the place of a character in the movie. You know, I was pretending I was like a teenage kid, which is really funny because I've always really sort of disliked popular music because I always thought it was older people pretending to be younger people. And I always felt really condescended to, you know, when I was little and stuff. And it's so funny that now the one song that I actually did that where I was assuming I was a teenager, it became like the biggest hit that I've ever had. Or possibly ever will have, you know. I thought that was kind of ironic.
It is. Give me a sense of what kind of pop made you feel condescended to when you were a teenager.
Just like heavy metal, Kiss. Even like, you know, 50s music in a way. You know, like all sort of classic 50s music is all written by, you know, very, you know, intelligent songwriters trying to get into sort of condescending to this teenage mindset, you know. I was just always was kind of appalled by that, and only recently does it actually kind of entertain me, you know, that I think it's kind of interesting, and I'm into the idea of songwriting craft now a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I mean, that's why I really liked punk rock, because it was about the people who were singing the songs were the people who were writing the songs, and they were singing about what they were thinking and about just emotional politics, and which is like, I guess, what I was trying to describe before, you know, just emotional politics, just how complex just everyday relationships are.
Well, why don't we play Natural One?
Okay.
From the soundtrack of Kids. Folk Implosion, and my guest Lou Barlow is the leader of the band, and we heard him singing. He wrote the song.
With my friend John Davis.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
He never gets credit. I mean,
what the heck with him?
Folk Implosion and DFI are, I mean, they're very much collaborations with my friends. You know, I'm not totally responsible for it all.
Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lou Barlow with his band Deluxe Folk Implosion is featured on the new CD Schoolhouse Rock Rocks on Atlantic Records. Rhino will soon bring out a CD of the original version of the songs, and they'll release videos of Schoolhouse Rock. There's also a new Schoolhouse Rock book. This is Fresh Air.